Hello and welcome to the WebCERN Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Ad blocking continues to increase around the world. Apple has ended 2016 on a high, and Indonesians have been found to be easily engaged by email marketing. Ad-blocking technology is continuing to rise globally. A report from PageFirst shows that the software is currently present on approximately 600 million devices around the world, representing 11% of internet users. This means that in the past year, there's been a 30% increase in the use of ad-blocking. Whilst companies such as Facebook and Google have attempted to circumvent the technology, the increase in some countries continues to become a problem for websites, many of whom rely on advertising for profit. Users in developing countries were shown to be particularly keen on ad blocking, especially in Indonesia, where it's thought that around two-thirds of all internet users are using it. Paul Werner, an analyst at eMarketer, said in a statement that ad blocking was a detriment to the entire advertising ecosystem and that compelling content was the only way to stop users blocking ads. The Asia-Pacific region saw the biggest change in the past year, including a 39% increase of ad blocking use on mobile devices. Apple has announced that its App Store has led an 18% growth for the company from Q1 to Q4 in 2016. According to data from the period, the App Store's most successful month was December, when it took $3 billion US dollars in purchases, driving a 43% year-on-year increase. Company CEO Tim Cook said of the earnings report that revenue from services grew strongly over the last year, led by record customer activity on the App Store, before adding that he was very excited about upcoming products. It was also reported that after several months of slow sales, the company's iPhone 7 saw an increase in sales of 3% over the final quarter of last year. Cook said that during Q4 2016, it sold more iPhones in a single quarter than ever before. This comes after what was a disappointing Q3, leading to Apple's first drop in quarterly revenue in 15 years. A survey from JackPat has found that more than 30% of Indonesians check their email to make sure they are not missing out on online shopping promotions. The study found that whilst the majority of email account holders use their inbox to communicate with friends or create social media accounts, e-commerce updates were very important to them. Adding to this, another survey found that 80% of email users check their inboxes through mobile devices. This prominence placed on e-commerce updates and mobile use means that in order to access Indonesian shoppers, marketers have no choice but to design their email campaigns with mobile optimization in mind. Facebook has moved to improve its advertising measurement errors by expanding its partnership with global marketing firm Nielsen. Previously, the two companies worked together to create a marketing tool that measured campaign reach in 17 countries. However, it's now been expanded to cover 25 countries. Facebook has also expanded its relationship with Comscore in the US in order to verify the social media network's video impressions and measure the performance for Facebook properties. The announcement from Facebook said that its partners will now provide metrics on when a display ad enters the Facebook screen and when the entire ad appears on the screen. And finally, Lego has been named the world's most powerful brand. The recent success of its films The Lego Movie and the upcoming Lego Batman movie have helped push the brand above other names, such as last year's leader Disney. Its cinematic success has driven the power of the brand alongside the company's recent venture into social media with Lego Life. Launched as a safe social media site aimed at under 13s, Lego Life works as a Lego-themed picture-sharing platform. Users can post images of their digitally created Lego creations, comment on friends' images with custom Lego emojis, and enter Lego-themed challenges on the app. Personal information is not required to sign up to the site in order to protect its users, and posts are heavily moderated. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.